Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Dizzy Gillespie was a musical revolutionary and a charismatic entertainer, high-spirited and highly disciplined, a master trumpeter and a survivor from a jazz generation that lost many of its young. In the next hour, we'll hear some of his earliest recordings with bandleaders Teddy Hill, Lionel Hampton, and Cab Calloway, as well as music from his incendiary 1940s big band and his collaborations with saxophonist Charlie Parker. It's Diggin' Diz, a musical portrait of Dizzy Gillespie in the 1940s, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie performing his composition Groovin' High live with his big band at the Spotlight on New York City's 52nd Street in June 1946, also featuring James Moody on tenor sax and Milt Jackson on vibes, an ensemble that also included Thelonious Monk at the piano on some of its broadcast. In the 1940s, a herald of new jazz came blowing in, one of many young musicians who helped bring about the revolution of bebop. But perhaps nobody did it as colorfully as Dizzy Gillespie. The trumpet titan to be was born John Burks Gillespie on October 21, 1917, in South Carolina, the youngest of nine children. His father died when Gillespie was young, and he eventually moved to Philadelphia, fell under the spell of swing trumpet star Roy Eldridge, and made his way onto the professional jazz scene while he was still a teenager. Though given to comic antics, Gillespie became a highly disciplined musician and eventual bandleader, whose explosive jubilance grew out of devotion to his craft. Few trumpeters have ever been blessed with so much technique, Whitney Balliot would later write. Gillespie never merely started a solo, he erupted into it. His style at the time gave the impression, with its sharp, slightly acid tone, its cleavered phrase endings, its efflorescence of tones, and its brandishings about in the upper register, of being constantly on the verge of flying apart. However, his playing was held together by his extraordinary rhythmic sense. Listen to his trumpet on a tune he co-authored with Charlie Parker, Anthropology. Let's go back to the first recorded Dizzy Gillespie solo, made in 1937 with Teddy Hill's orchestra. And we'll also hear an early Gillespie composition recorded by Cab Calloway's popular big band, from which Gillespie was unceremoniously ejected in 1941 after the so-called Spitball incident, in which Gillespie, known for his onstage hijinks, was accused of aiming the projectile in question at his bandleader, whose subsequent altercation with the trumpeter ended with a knife wound. First, the 19-year-old Dizzy Gillespie heard here with Teddy Hill on King Porter's Stomp on Nightlights. Thank you. trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie's Pickin' the Cabbage, recorded by Cab Calloway's Big Band in March 1940, and the Teddy Hill Orchestra before that in 1937, doing King Porter's Stomp, featuring Gillespie's first recorded solo. Another example of Gillespie's rapidly developing solo style can be heard on a 1939 recording that he made with an all-star group led by vibraphonist Lionel Hampton. Years later, Hampton claimed that you could already hear the strains of the bebop to come in Gillespie's playing on this recording of Hot Mallets on Nightlights. Lionel Hampton-led ensemble in June 1939 doing Hot Mallets with a 21-year-old Dizzy Gillespie on muted trumpet and saxophonist Benny Carter and Chu Berry heard along with Hampton on vibes. These early snapshots of Gillespie's evolving style can only prepare us slightly for what we hear from the early 1940s on, the kinetic burst of bebop in full flight, and Gillespie, along with the young bassist Oscar Pettiford, helped lead the way with a historically significant gig at the Onyx Club in New York City that began in late 1943. Because of the early 1940s recording ban, this group never got a chance to record. But in 1995, a rough but audible acetate surfaced of them performing Gillespie's landmark composition, A Night in Tunisia, said to have been written one night on the back of a garbage lid as Gillespie stood in an alley outside a club. Here's the only document to date of what's thought to be the first bebop band to perform on New York City's 52nd Street, doing Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia on Nightlights.
Oh.
Dizzy Gillespie Oscar Pettiford Quintet, 52nd Street's first working bebop group, heard at the Onyx Club in January 1944, performing Gillespie's Night in Tunisia with George Wallington on piano, Bud Johnson on tenor sax, and Max Roach on drums. Gillespie's most significant early musical partnership was with saxophonist Charlie Parker, who crossed paths with the trumpeter several times in the early 1940s, most notably during stints in Earl Hines and Billy Eckstein's big bands. A whole program could easily be devoted to the bop alchemy of Gillespie and Parker. Here are two examples, starting with Shaw Nuff on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Gillespie and Charlie Parker performing Dizzy Atmosphere in concert in 1947 with John Lewis on piano, Alma Kibben on bass, and Joe Harris on drums. Gillespie and Parker before that on Shaw Nuff with Al Haig on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. With all of the fire of the bebop revolution, Gillespie was also proving his prowess with a ballad. In 1945, he recorded a Vernon Duke Ira Gershwin song that had already been used as a vehicle by trumpeter Bunny Berrigan. Gillespie put his own long-lasting stamp on I Can't Get Started.
Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie performing Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin's I Can't Get Started in 1945. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll hear the music of Gillespie's 1940s big band. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Diggin' Diz, a musical portrait of Dizzy Gillespie in the 1940s on Nightlights. Featuring music from the early years of trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie's career on this edition of Nightlights. In 1945, Gillespie put together his first big band and took it on a tour of the segregated South, but black audiences failed to respond to the orchestra's modernistic influence. The following year, Gillespie put together another ensemble that brought on board talented young musicians like vibraphonist Milt Jackson, bassist Ray Brown, and drummer Kenny Clark, who all would go on to form the Modern Jazz Quartet, as well as saxophonist James Moody and pianist Thelonious Monk. Jazz critic Ira Gitler compared hearing this band live to getting hit by Joe Louis and the Solar Plexus. Here they are live on 52nd Street in 1946, doing Things to Come on Nightlights. Thank you. Dizzy Gillespie's big band in 1946 with Joe Carroll on vocals performing I Waited For You. And before that, a live broadcast from the spotlight on 52nd Street of Things to Come with Milt Jackson on vibes and James Moody on tenor sax. Though this band was also grounded in the progressive developments of bebop, it also began to highlight less substantial vocal numbers in an attempt to appeal to a wider audience. Gillespie's manager Billy Shaw also marketed the band's bop image, promoting the trumpeter's trademark beret and glasses as part of a hipster craze. And to some extent, this campaign succeeded. Musically, Gillespie's big band also got extra spark from percussionist Chano Pozo, who helped push the music in the direction of Afro-Cuban jazz. Pozo was killed in a drug deal gone bad in Harlem in 1948, but his contribution to the evolution of Latin jazz was immense. We'll hear him in the next two selections, beginning with one he helped write, Dizzy Gillespie and Manteca on Nightlights. Manteca. Manteca. Thank you. Dizzy Gillespie's Big Band in 1947, featuring percussionist Chano Pozo on Gillespie and George Russell's Cubana B, and Gillespie and Pozo's Manteca before that. As the 1940s wound down, big bands of all musical styles ran into financial challenges. Even the inclusion of bop novelty and jump blues R&B-oriented songs could not stave off collapse for Gillespie's orchestra, and by 1950 he was operating in a small group format again, with Milt Jackson still on vibes and a young, unknown saxophonist named John Coltrane. He also started his own label, DG Records, based in Detroit, with the assistance of a young fan named Dave Usher. Gillespie's DG releases featured some jump blues and vocal novelty numbers, similar to some of his big band repertoire, that aimed for commercial success. But it also included some standout performances of Gillespie originals. Here's Dizzy Gillespie in a composition he co-wrote with Chano Pozo, Tintin Deo, on Nightlines. Dizzy Gillespie sextet performing his compositions Burke's Works, and before that a collaboration with Chano Pozo, Tintin Deo, with John Coltrane on saxophone, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Milt Jackson on vibes and piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kansas Fields on drums. DG Records folded in 1953, a victim of distribution problems and other issues stemming from Dave Usher's managerial inexperience. In retrospect, this could be seen as marking the end of the first and most innovative period of Gillespie's career. But there was still much more to come. I'll close out with the best-selling record the DG label released, a Gillespie composition that would stay in his book for the rest of his long and storied career. Dizzy Gillespie and the Champ on Nightlights. Here's the Dizzy Gillespie performing his composition, The Champ, with J.J. Johnson on trombone, Milt Jackson on vibes, Bud Johnson on tenor sax, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.